But I think when it comes to war, though, you know, the average public understands everything. I mean, and that was the one thing I think that hit me the most, is that what I saw was going on over there, they didn't know what was going on back here in the States. Mm-hmm. I mean, nowadays, today, it's entirely different. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 30 years ago, you saw little clips, you know, and that was all you saw. But, you know, now, you know, they're riding right out there with the troops in, but we weren't doing that in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We didn't have.
Did you ever see China Beach? Or
I love China Beach. I love that show. And MASH, yeah. Uh-huh. I used to watch. But China Beach, I think, really kind of depicted what was happening. I mean, if you remember the stories, that, you know, was the closeness of the group, the people in the hospital, and some of the stories of some of the soldiers. I mean, and that's it. I mean, I do recall, but, you know, it's like after 30 years, you just... you don't recall a lot of names anymore, but I mean, I could see some faces and, you know, remember some of their problems, you know, but uh-huh. I never really remembered names, just all faces.
Mm-hmm. And then do you get in contact with a lot of the women at the reunions or things like that? Do you do any of that?
Like I said, well, I stole my two friends, uh-huh. Jennifer and Mary, I see them, and then when I was back at the dedication just this last year, and mm-hmm. then I saw another friend of mine who I hadn't seen since 10 years ago, but I don't keep up with that many of them anymore, I don't think. Yeah, we've all just kind of, but we all got together. When, at 10 years ago, it was really impressive because there was about, I'd say a good 10 of us that had been stationed together. Uh-huh. So we really had a great time, so, uh-huh. And we remembered that. But I mean, I think if we got together again today, we could go right back to where we were, we'd remember that. But, you know, our lives move on and we all move in different directions. And as far as I know, none of us that were stationed together, you know, ever had any lasting effects, negative effects from the war. Mm-hmm. We did, actually, I'll take it back, we did lose one of our colleagues. She died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, so they pretty much attributed it to her service in Vietnam. So it's one of the disease processes with Agent Orange, but she was a captain over there with us. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the rest of us, you know, came back, and I think most of us stayed in nursing, but some are doing nursing, but not clinical nursing, mm-hmm. nursing like on the perimeter administrative type stuff. And, yeah, QA, that kind of thing.
So it was a good experience.
Then. Yeah. All in all, I have no regrets, you know. But, yeah, it's amazing when you can, if you sit and talk to somebody who's been in Vietnam, uh-huh. you know, you just get an entirely different feeling about you, you know, and you can relate to that person. There is a closeness there that you can't describe, you know. If you've been there, mm-hmm. nobody else can relate to it unless you've been right. there. So it's right. it was different entirely.
Can you relate to the men?
Usually I can. I mean, there will be something that can spark. I mean, I remember when I was a staff nurse working in the hospital, and some of the guys would talk about some of their experiences. Actually, there was a nursing assistant that I worked with on nights when I first came back, and him and I would sit there and just, you know, tell war stories together, and, you know, mm-hmm. things that he had done. I mean, and he would tell me what it was like to be out there on the front lines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then I remember, you know, when I first was in country working on some of the wards, is talking to the soldiers, you know, and listening to what happened, mm-hmm. you know, when they've been out there.
Mm-hmm. And was nursing very different when you came back than it was when you were in the war or even before you went to the war? Did you find it very different?
The only thing I found, like I said earlier, is when I came back here, I felt like I was limited in what I could do. I mean, and that's what, you know, wasn't so much nursing. It was felt like I had learned new skills, I had done things, mm-hmm. but I realized that, you know, I was doing them because out of need and I had to do them, and so then I go back and start learning the whys and wherefore, why was I doing what I did, but the theory behind it. So mm-hmm. that was mostly when I went back and got theory based. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you talk to your kids much about the war? Did they ask?
When they're studying it in school, they will uh-huh. talk about it. But, you know, they don't I don't get into it as that much. No. Uh-huh. I don't, you know, I have some pictures at home, and I have pictures on the wall, and so they know. But, you know, I guess it's when, you know, someday they'll want to know more about it, but I don't push it at them, no. So they do know that Mom was there.
Uh-huh. And did you talk to your dad much about that? With him, or your brothers even? Do you...
My brothers and I don't talk about it now. I mean, theirs was a different experience, and so I guess we never, that's one thing we never did talk about, was the war. And my father, he just, you know, knew that I had gained a lot of experience. I mean, my father, like I said, he had been a foreman, and then he became a pharmacy tech after that. But, so he just knew it was a good experience, so.
Anything you remember, or anything we didn't talk about that you think about?
No, actually, because like I said, mine was, you know, a good experience, and so one that I have no regrets. So I grew up is what I did over there. I grew up.
Makes sense.
Yeah, very quickly.
So. Imagine.
Yeah.